Do you sit down, do all the reflections, all the preparations to set your goals, and now you have them in front of you, you look at them, and they're dull. You're going to organize socks, match your Tupperware, scrub your grout, back up your data regularly. And as you look at your goals, you wonder, did I do this wrong? Maybe you feel pressure from yourself or from society or from social media to appear more exciting or adventurous. Maybe you're feeling guilty for enjoying what other people consider dull activities. If you used to be adventurous, but lately you feel like a duller, today's episode is a celebration of you. If you use the techniques that I share with you in this episode, you will feel no guilt in celebrating the uncelebrated, and you're going to delight in the creativity of the mundane. So let's do this.
Do you want to feel less scattered and more focused, but the idea of goal setting sounds like adding more pressure to your already pressure-filled life? If so, welcome to the Plan Goal Plan podcast. I'm Danielle McGee. I'm a professor, mom, planner addict, and recovering overachiever. After years of hustle and grind, I was tired of trying harder. I was ready to try easier. At the intersection of research, practice, and play, I found a purposeful path to planning and goal setting that is fun, simple, and sustainable. If you're ready to try easier, if you're ready to make memories and do meaningful work, grab a pen. I will equip you with tools and practices to clarify purpose, reclaim time, and achieve goals, playfully and lightly. Let's get started.
Hey, yo, you feeling like last week dragged on? Let's flip the script this week. I'm inviting you to something special that promises to not just change your week, but potentially transform your whole quarter. I'm offering a vision workshop. This is exclusively designed for women that are ready to tap into their fullest potential. The workshop's free, it's on Zoom, and it's tomorrow night, April 3rd at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. The registration link is in the show notes. During this time, I'm going to offer you some effective strategies and tools for personal and professional development that you can apply immediately. We're going to construct a framework to expand your mindset, break through any self-imposed limitations, and embody the principles of growth and success. And finally, you're going to be able to elevate and empower yourself alongside a community of like-minded women that are committed to each other's growth and success. If you're ready for a new quarter, new you, join me for this free vision goal setting workshop. Like I said, it's April 3rd, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's on Zoom. I want your next quarter to start with energy, to start with flair, and I want you to set goals that nourish your well-being and make your life more delightful. The registration link is in the show notes. So just click on it, get registered, and let's go.
So I'm scrolling on Facebook the other day, and I got a request to join the Dull Women's Club. And I started laughing because I was like, okay, so the algorithms think this is where I fit in. And I was also really fascinated by this. I was like, okay, who is it that identifies as dull? I want to know these people. What makes someone dull? I'm intrigued. Bring it on. So I joined the group, and the purpose of the group is to really rejoice and celebrate their dullness. And it became really clear to me that some people did join the group because they're like, yep, I'm dull. I'm embracing my dullness. Let's celebrate it. Then there are other people in the group that are clearly concerned about their dullness. They're worried about it. It's clear that their dullness is also a result challenges in life, and they actually yearn, desire, strive to do things that are more exciting, but for whatever reason are sort of stuck in dullness. Being in the group really made me reflect, like, am I dull? I was also really intrigued because a lot of the members in the group were women from Iowa. So I'm an Iowa girl. I live in a smallish town in Iowa. I grew up in a very, very small town in Iowa. And there are a lot of ways that where we live is considered a dull place. It is quintessential flyover state. And, you know, for that reason, I thought, well, maybe I am a dull woman. Am I a dull woman? I don't feel very dull most of the time. But I started to think about it, and I started to think about my goals and my routines and my rituals. And I was like, wow, maybe from the outside, I appear incredibly dull. I like to go to bed by 9. I don't drink or party very much. I like to exercise regularly. I love routine. I read. I almost never watch television. I'm like, oh my gosh, I think I might be dull. This also got me thinking about this, and I know I've shared this on here before, but there's this statistic that women expect 50% less in their lives than men with the same qualifications and capability. And that number is even lower still for women of color. And this ticks me off. And it ticks me off not because I think that women necessarily need to do more, or that like what they need to expect in their lives is fancy, famous, super big, flashy, extravagant things. But rather, I want women to step into their fullest potential. And it makes me frustrated that we might not even expect ourselves to be capable of doing that. So I was really thinking about, well, what's this relationship between dull women, dull goals, and our expectations for ourselves? And so I wanted to create an episode where we create space for dull goals, that we celebrate them, and that we recognize that dull goals do not have to be us expecting less of ourselves. So the first thing I want, if you're like, Danielle, when you read those goals, I am organizing my socks right now. I am cleaning my grout and backing up my data regularly. Those were my goals. I want you to celebrate small goals. I want you to celebrate dull goals because they are important. Sometimes seemingly dull goals are huge in the bigger picture of personal growth and achievement. Something as simple as I'm going to go to bed at a regular time so that I can honor my need for sleep is a dull but wildly important goal. And one that might create a foundation for you to have the energy to do all sorts of exciting things. Also, dull goals can be a form of mindfulness. So I know that I sometimes really like when I'm doing laundry, the act of doing laundry produces this like calm mindfulness for me. It can be a real break from the chaos of everyday life. So I want you to think about some of your goals that to the outside might look really dull, and to think if those activities actually provide a sort of tranquility, a kind of peacefulness, a mindfulness that actually enriches your daily life. There's a wonderful book. It's been a few years since I read it, and I should reread it soon. I think that I would enjoy that. It's called Bored and Brilliant by Manoush Zamadori. And in it, Zamadori is making an argument for the importance of boredom to us having original thoughts. And she says, to think original thoughts, we must put a stop to constant stimulation. So you might think about how your dull activities are actually fueling creativity, original thought, and maybe even problem solving that you need to be doing. Now, I do want to say, I think that if you are genuinely bored by your goals, so there's a difference between other people see my goals as dull. I maybe see them as dull, but if the act of doing them is really boring for you, it could be a sign that you're doing something that you don't want to be doing, that you've set a goal that feels like a should goal rather than one that you're really willing and committed to. In our household, we are very anti-bored. We don't believe in being bored. We don't get to complain about being bored. We believe that we have the resources to stop boredom and to be engaged and intrigued and pay attention and be astounded by all of the things around us. But to kind of go back to this idea that your dull goals might create a mindfulness that actually produces original thoughts or creativity. So you might also think about how you can use creativity to turn mundane tasks into interesting projects. So one of the things that I really love about decorative planning. So decorative planning is when people really decorate their planners with sometimes original artwork and doodles to a lot of stickering and using different mediums on their planner. I love this approach because it takes something that sometimes feels really mundane and tedious, like having to do your calendaring, like having to address your to-do list, and it turns it into a creative activity. Now, I think that sometimes that can turn around and become a distraction to people. Ah, I can't plan. I don't have my stickers. Yep, you can do it. You can actually plan without stickers as possible. But so I think it can become a distraction for us. But at the same time, it can really turn something that maybe gives you anxiety or stress into an art project or a fun way to make your plans or your to-do lists really visually appealing. So you might think about, are there ways that some of your dull goals could be a bit more spicy if you added some creative elements to it? Also, how could that change your position to it? If I really resist doing laundry every single night, if I see that as a moment that I can engage in mindfulness, if I see that as a moment that I can be peaceful and have some quiet in my home, does that change my relationship to the activity and make it something that now I look forward to? I don't know if any of you all do this. I don't know if any of you all like to gamify your dull goals, because that's something else that you can do. You can set up rewards or challenges. You might have an app that tracks things. You can turn it into a game. So my son is incredibly motivated by gamification. So he loves to track things. He likes the opportunity to get to fill in a square if he's completed a task. He really likes competition. So if he's able to compete with his peers at school to get something done first, he has a lot of fun with that. When it comes to exercise, for example, a lot of people do a little bit better with exercise if it feels like play. So taking up exercise like pickleball instead of going for a jog, joining a softball league, or even having a treadmill that creates, you know, images of routes that you can walk on, can make something that maybe we resist sometimes a little bit more pleasurable. So if you've been listening to this episode and you're like, Danielle, I think I need to join the Dull Women's Club. I don't know, find it on Facebook. I have nothing to do with it, but I'm in there and I'm kind of intrigued by it. It's sometimes really funny. Other times it makes me really sad. If you have dull goals and you feel like this is actually a problem, there's some things that you can pay attention to see if the dullness is actually an issue. Because I think for many of you, you might have dull goals and that's awesome. You should celebrate them. They might be a really important step in your personal growth and achievement. They might help you be mindful. They might produce creativity. If you need to spunk them up, maybe you gamify them. Maybe you use some creativity to turn these mundane tasks into interesting projects. Now, if you're worried and you're like, Danielle, I'm so glad that you want to celebrate dull goals, but I'm worried that I have some dull goals and it's a problem. Here are some things that you can just be aware of to know if it's the right kind of dull. If your goal, if you lack personal connection to your goal, it might be an issue. This might mean that your goals are not connected to your values, they're not connected to your interests, and they're not connected to your passions. My guess is if you set a goal that feels dull like that, you're also having trouble staying motivated. There's also a possibility that you've set a goal that doesn't challenge you enough. When we aren't challenged in a way that is actually pushing us to grow and learn, we can become bored easily. So if you have a really dull goal that you're worried about, ask yourself, well, have I made this goal challenging enough? It might also be that your goal is too vague or too general. Do you need to make it clearer? Sometimes when goals are too vague, it also makes it difficult for us to know what our first steps are because we're a little unsure of where we're going. It might also be that you don't feel a sense of urgency around your goal. Usually, if we're lacking a sense of urgency, we're also struggling to recognize how that goal is going to alter our lives in a positive way. Because if we're in a real troubled spot, if we're really struggling, and we know that a new behavior, habit, action, practice, ritual, it's going to make a huge positive impact on our lives, then we have an urgency there. If I don't do this, this is what my life is going to be like. If you don't feel like that about some of your goals, right? If you're like, Danielle, I don't feel any urgency to clean my grout, it's probably because you haven't connected enough significance to you cleaning your grout. And newsflash, it might be because there's not one. Y'all, I kind of love cleaning grout. I don't have any grout in my current house, and I'm actually grateful for that. But in my old home, we had a kitchen that had all this grout, and I was constantly fussing with it. And I think that cleaning grout is one of those lovely, mindful activities that I was talking about earlier. But I will say there wasn't anything urgent. Like, my life was going to be just fine with mildly dirty grout. So I hope that this episode has made you reflect on your goals, and that if your goals feel a little dull, you know whether this is a problem or if this is something to be celebrated, that those dull goals could actually be exactly what you need to grow in a way that moves you closer to your fullest potential. Dull goals may be the key to you finding delight and happiness and balance in your life. So I wish for you the most delightfully dull goals you've ever imagined. I wish for you the ability to say boo to any pressure you feel from society or social media to appear more exciting and adventurous, and for you to reclaim your dullest self. I wish you the ability to celebrate the uncelebrated and to delight in the creativity of the mundane. Be well, be bold, be balanced.
If this podcast has inspired you, guided you, or just made you laugh, the number one way that you can thank me is by leaving a written review for the show over on Apple Podcast. I'm seriously tickled every time that I hear from you all, so pop onto Instagram and follow Plan Go Plan and digital message me. I want to say hello. I want to geek out about all things planning and goal setting. Keep sensing the possibilities, y'all.